the Women's Versus Sports podcast.
We are Violet Reese
and Etta Dresden.
Today we are going to be talking about how women are treated in their sport lifetime versus how men are treated in their sport career.
Starting off strong, we are going to be addressing the current news related to this topic. The 144 documentary played right after the WNBA draft in 2022, addressed different topics like BLM and women's unfair sport wages. It talked about how women had less training and were forced to get tested every day. They were not covered on TV, but men's was still up and going. Secondly, we have beach volleyball uniforms. In the Olympics, beach volleyball players are forced to wear skimpy uniforms like bikinis. When beach handball was protested, the Norwegians started wearing shorts. They were fined from a protest with a competition 555 miles away in Bulgaria. Lastly, we have Title IX coverage. Title IX is if you're unfamiliar with Title IX, it's a law that makes sure that all women and men have the same scholarships in school, so they have the same opportunity to play sports and learn.
It is important for people to care about this topic because we believe that young women athletes should grow up knowing that they have the same advantages as men do in sports. We believe that all women should have the same opportunities as men do in sports.
Now we'll talk about the history and backstory of women's sports. Starting off strong, we have the 1870s, where women's sports were refined to recreational, and non-competitive. Stuff like croquet and knitting were strongly advised, but never played. Then, women's sports developed more in the 1900s, when women became forming clubs like tennis, crochet, bowling, and archery. Men's clubs began to invite some women to join and participate in separate programs. This means that men managed women's sports, and they were still not prohibited to women's coaches. Then, days were eventually put aside to start women's sports in college. Only about 70% of colleges made this count as women's sports. After the 1920s, women's sports became more popular, still not equivalent to men's. After that, Title IX was developed in the 1970s. This meant that women's sports should have the same amount of scholarships as men. This gave women more opportunities and more coverage on sports. It was a big breakthrough, and a lot of people loved it. Nowadays, women's sports are covered, but still not as much as men's. We have unfair wages and never enough training resources.
Now moving on to misconceptions. Our first misconception is that people seem to think no one watches or cares about women's sports. They think there is no scale, and they think it is not worth investing.
While many people may think this, it's never true. Many people do watch women's sports, men and women. They watch it for the talent and hard work that everyone puts into it.
We just mentioned this, but another misconception is that women's sport is only watched by women.
Example is that women watch a lot of men's sports, so why is it any different if men watch a lot of women's sports?
Our third misconception is that Title IX is hurting men's sports.
Title IX does never hurt any of men's sports. It just means that women get the same opportunities to play as men do. It never takes any scholarships away from men, just adds some to women.
Our final misconception is that women can't play football.
This is so untrue. Women do play football, they just don't have the same resources as men to play it. People think that just because there isn't a WNFL doesn't mean they don't play. Women's football isn't covered, but they play both flag and tackle football actively.
Now moving on to our interesting facts.
Starting off strong, we have, in ancient times, women were unable to even commentate at the Olympics. This means they weren't able to play or even cover the sports. The entire world was dominated by men, and you would never see a woman there. Then we have the wages. Women's sports get 5.4 the amount that men do. And that's including FIFA, which covers 3.5%. That means that women only get the coverage of 7% without soccer.
Our last interesting fact is that the most popular women's sports start off with soccer, badminton, basketball, and tennis.
Soccer is the most covered because they finally made a breakthrough that women and men have the same fair wages. Other sports do not have this, and they are the first of their kind. Next up, we have the summary. Women's sports have always been dominated, and the rules and regulations are made and managed by men. Women's sports want fair wages, and they want women's coaches, so they're able to fully express themselves around them. This is very important to all women, and we want to make sure that everyone gets the same opportunities, not according to their gender.
To conclude, I hope this podcast taught you something new, and I hope you enjoyed learning about this topic in which we deeply care for. Thank you for listening.